about life, music, and the pursuit of happiness. We are In Power Country.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves in the way for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every walk. She saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her? I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw canvas. Thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. I don't remember life before she came.
There's Cody Johnson with his song, The Painter. Coming up next, we'll plug into this week's Power Country Recharge song featuring Rascal Flatts. And I'll share this week's power thought. That and more on the way just ahead, right here in Power Country. With me, your host, Rich Miller.
The Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce invites you to one of the longest running community festivals in the state. Flamborama, August 2nd through the 4th, located under the big tent on 5th Street North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. The lineup of entertainment is free. It starts on Friday, August 2nd with Copperbox from Oshkosh. Copperbox, 5 p.m. Friday, loaded with high energy and a mountain of instruments. Friday night at 8, Moniker from La Crosse. Moniker features Park Falls hometown bass player Nolan Schmidt. It's a weekend filled with free live entertainment and non-stop activities. For more information, go to parkfalls.com.
So great to have you here with us in Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and it's time now for Power Country Recharge. This is the part of the show where we plug you into a song with a great message so you can recharge and get your spirit lifted. This week's Recharge song features Rascal Flatts. It's a song about finding real love, which can sometimes feel like a cross-country trip without your GPS. And when you do finally find that someone special, You can look back at all those wrong turns you thought were going nowhere, yet they actually were all a part of the journey. I think Rascal Flatts can explain the rest in this week's Recharge song, Bless the Broken Road.
I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. That every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. Passing through, I'd like to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to where
It's country music you can believe in. Power Country.
Yeah, I bet that shotgun hit wrist still smells like my shampoo. That messed up tape deck still stuck playing that mix I made for you. Yeah, that's my strawberry wine stain. My nail polish on the tailgate. So much of me left, I bet you must get deja. Memory. shotgun riding in your
head. The home of country hits and a wave of positivity. It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
It's been a hell of a week, been counting every minute. I know what's waiting for me, and I can't wait to get it. Let's leave my truck in the drive, cause girl, I'm on a mission. We could stay in the night, but I got one condition. Yeah, I know we made plans with the neons, but you're looking lights out, turning me on. That black dress got your boy seeing red, slipping off your shoulders, pulling me into bed. Make it last like it's the last time tonight. I'm gonna love you like I'm never gonna love you again. Let the midnight go where it's gonna go. Let the candlelight forever, cause you're the king size I wanna be on. Everything about you, baby's turning me on. That black dress got your boy seeing red, slipping off your shoulders, pulling me into bed. Make it last like it's the last time tonight. I'm gonna love you like I'm never gonna love you again. Let the midnight go where it's gonna go. Let the candlelight
Chase Matthews with Love You Again. It's time now for this week's Power Thought. Looking back and reflecting on your life can really show how far you've come and all the things you went through to get to this point in your life. Doing a little reflecting now and then is a good thing. But remember, life isn't just about accomplishments or where you've been on the road to where you find yourself now. It's also about figuring out where you want to go from here. Maybe there's something you haven't done or experienced. Perhaps a new skill you want to learn, a new place you want to live, a new job you'd like to have, or something you daydream about or see yourself doing that makes you happy just thinking about. Whatever you've experienced or have accomplished in life, don't let yesterday's memories become bigger than tomorrow's dreams. It's your life. Where you want to go and what you want to do is ultimately up to you. Planning, perseverance, and faith can get you there. No doubt you'll face some challenges on that road to your happy place, but that doesn't mean it isn't worth taking. And that's our Power Thought this week.
They came in thinking top dollar to that old cotton crop farmer. They knocked on his screen door and he said, Lord, what you need, boys? And they said, you know all the others went and cashed out. We got the subdivision all mapped out. It'll sit right here on this land, and you could leave town a rich man. And he said, boys, whatever you're offering, it won't be enough. 'Cause I got a little girl used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. She's in the big city, but she still comes.
calls home. What's she gonna do if she comes back and we're gone? And over there under that white oak tree, beneath the crosses where my best buddy's buried, lasted 13 hunting seasons running strong. Keep your money, cause a man can't leave his dog. And over there's where I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. One man smiled and he kind of looked away. The other said, before we go, I gotta know one thing. Between the droughts and the floods through all the years, what in the world got you through? How the hell'd you get here? And he said, that little girl that used to swing right there, I still see her pink bow in her brown hair, running up after one of them long days, her big smile making every little worry fade. And over there under that white oak tree, beneath the cross where my best buddy's buried, all them hunting seasons freezing in a John boat, me and him double barrel in a two-stroke. And that woman that said yes, but I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. Now it ain't something you fall into, it's something God gives you and you hold on to. Just like that, a little girl used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow and her brown hair. She's in the big city now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. And over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross where my best buddy's buried, lays a puppy posted up in the shade. That woman never could turn away astray. I guess that's why she said yes when I got down on one knee. Lord, how long is all this is here? Why the hell would I ever leave? You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
That's Cody Johnson with Dirt Cheap. There's more feel-good music just around the bend, and that includes country stars teaming up like John Party and Luke Bryan, as well as Chris Young and Kane Brown. Plus, we'll be making another time jump back into country music history for a classic from a country superstar. I'm Rich Miller, and you're in Power Country.
The VFW Post 5729 and Post 147 invites you out to the Taylor County Fairgrounds in Medford Thursday, July 25th at 7 p.m. for the Grandstand Show, presenting a tribute to the legends of country music featuring Red Higgins and Freedom Train. Advance tickets are $20 and at the gate tickets are $25. Enjoy raffles throughout the evening and proceeds will go to benefit the VFW 5729 building project. Tickets are available at Forward Bank and at Abbey Bank in Medford and Abbotsford.
At Thompson Excavating and Demolition, we dig Wisconsin. Thompson is committed to helping you complete any excavation and demolition projects you may have. On schedule, within budget, and up to your exact specifications. Their extensive services include basement excavation, room additions and site clearing, building pads, driveways, grading and compacting, red gravel and sand, and versatile skid steer and mini excavation work. Call Chris for a free estimate today at 715-892-0097. Thompson Excavating and Demolition. We dig Wisconsin.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. A few showers around the area today. Otherwise, light east winds, highs near 80. For tonight, mostly clear skies. Our winds will remain on the light side as our lows drop to the lower 50s. Showers Monday. Currently 59 degrees.
We're traveling through a place called Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and we're going to take a time jump back to the year 1992 for a country classic. But first, John Party and Luke Bryan team up for a song about cowboys and plowboys.
I wear a 20X American hat, a gold buckle from a rodeo. I wear a dusty old co-op cap, make my living on them old turn roads.
my girl to the honky tonk. I two-step and I spin around.
I take mine to them fields of gold. Hold her tight while the sun goes.
Some old Hank
from the big sky
to the river bank.
Cowboys and plowboys, just some good old small town boys. Both make the world go round, boys. Boy, ain't that the truth.
That's John Pardy and Luke Bryan, Cowboys and Plowboys. Well, it's time now for us to take another time jump back into music history.
You turn the time circuits on.
We're going back to the year 1992. And when it came to music, CD sales finally caught up to and passed cassette sales as the most popular format in 1992. Robot bank tellers, also known as ATMs, started popping up everywhere. America voted for putting either a young or older version of Elvis on a postage stamp. By the way, young Elvis won by a lot. And in the year 1992, Garth Brooks had his ninth number one song, one that he co-wrote with award-winning singer-songwriter Victoria Shaw, about daring to follow your heart and your dreams. Now from 1992, here is Garth Brooks with The River.
You know a dream is like a river, ever changing as it flows, and the dreamer's just a vessel that must follow where it goes, trying to learn from what's behind you, and never knowing what's in store, makes each day a constant battle just to stay between the shores. And I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry, like a bird upon the wind. These waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Too many times we stand aside and let the water slip away to what we put off till tomorrow. Has now become today. So don't you sit upon the shoreline and say you're satisfied. Choose to chance the rapids and dare to dance the tide. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry, like a bird upon the wind. These waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. And there's bound to be rough waters, and I know I'll take some falls. But with the good Lord as my captain, I can make it through them all. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Like a bird upon the wind, these waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Runs dry.
Get recharged in Power Country.
My buddy Brandon holds a record for single season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. My buddy Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year, I swear, for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. I got friends in high places on these small town roads, 'cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
Raise a glass to the perfect blend of country hits and positive messages on Power Country.
The kids screaming, the phone ringing, the dog barking at the mailman, bringing that stack of bills overdue. Good morning, baby, how are you? Got a half hour, a quick shower. Take a drink of milk, but the milk's gone sour. My funny face makes you laugh. Twist the top on and I put it back. There goes the washing machine.
guess we'll never make our dinner date. At the restaurant, you start to cry. And baby, we'll just improvise. Well, plan B looks like Domino's pizza in the candlelight. Then we'll tippy-toe to our room, make a little love that's overdue. But somebody had a bad dream. Mama and daddy, me and my teddy, caught me to sleep in between. Yeah, it's okay, it's so nice. Just another day in paradise. Well, there's no place that I'd rather be. Well, two hearts, one dream, I wouldn't trade it for anything. And I ask the Lord every night,
another day in paradise. We've got Kenny Chesney on the way next, plus we'll get you this week's backstage pass featuring Josh Turner, who's looking back at milestones in his career marked by the many albums he's released. That's all on the way in our final stop in Power Country this week. Stick around.
You're invited to attend the 66th Annual Pioneer Days, July 26th through the 28th in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin. Be sure to take in the K&M rides and amusements. There'll be wristband specials too. $10 for Friday night, $20 all day Saturday, $10 for Sunday, or $35 for the whole weekend. From great food and refreshments to the softball games, live entertainment, arts and crafts, the Sawdust Dig, the Cornhole Tournament, and the Horseshoe Tournament, and of course the parade and a giant display of fireworks and a ton more. A big thank you to Ashland County Town Insurance, Forward Bank, and Butternut Area Business Alliance. For more information, go to butternutwi.com.
I'm Rich Miller, and we've reached the final leg on this week's trip through Power Country. Just ahead, we've got a backstage pass with Josh Turner. But first, Kenny Chesney with his song, Take Her Home.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. Trying to play cool, walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive, and take her home. They fall in love, thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the
door. But you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Thanks, you a 7-pound, 5-ounce sin in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. Try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home.
That's Kenny Chesney with Take Her Home. Well, right now, we're going to get you up close and personal with the stars and their thoughts about all kinds of things as we get you another Power Country Backstage Pass. This week, our featured Backstage Pass artist is Josh Turner. Josh is a country hitmaker who's been at it for 20 years now, and he's got a greatest hits album on the way for you that'll be available soon. Josh is a guy who's definitely looking back and feeling thankful for his long career marked by his many albums over the years.
Every album to me just kind of marks, it's just kind of milestones, you know, it kind of marks certain phases and periods that I went through and different times in my life with family, career, all kinds of different things that we've been through and experienced. After a while, when you start looking back and you see all the records start piling up and different things that you've been able to do through 2 decades, it's pretty staggering.
Now, here's our featured Backstage Pass artist, Josh Turner, with one of his greatest hits, Long Black Train.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the skies. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. You know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. Thank you. from a mile away. It sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. I said cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. Yeah, watch out, brother, for that long black train. That devil's driving that long black train.
You've been listening to America's Positively Encouraging Music Program, Power Country with Rich Miller. This program is produced in Nashville, Tennessee at Tim Scott Productions and syndicated by G Networks. Sure hope you'll join us next week. And remember, live, love, encourage somebody, and always be thankful.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. A few showers around the area today. Otherwise, light east winds, highs near 80. For tonight, mostly clear skies. Our winds will remain on the light side as our lows drop to the lower 50s. Showers Monday, currently 59 degrees.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Former President Trump hitting the campaign trail this weekend as President Biden seeks to rally support, continuing to recover from COVID-19.
Trump and his new running mate, J.D. Vance, campaigning together for the first time in the key battleground state of Michigan. The former president referencing last week's shooting in the first few minutes of the rally. Meanwhile, President Biden vowing to get back on the campaign trail next week, despite growing calls for him to step aside.
ABC's Allison Kosek, President Biden's doctor today, saying that his COVID symptoms continue to improve ahead of his scheduled return to the campaign trail next week, his aides huddling behind the scenes, pressure mounting on Biden to drop out of the race. Over 2,000 flights canceled and 3,400 delayed in the U.S. Saturday as private and public sector industries continue to be impacted by the CrowdStrike outage. This is ABC News. A 12-year-old Tennessee girl charged with murder. Prosecutors say she smothered her 8-year-old cousin as the younger girl slept in the bedroom they shared. The victim's mother, Raina Smith, said they'd been arguing over an iPhone.
My baby was 8. She didn't deserve that. You know what I'm saying? Like, she did nothing to deserve being killed.
Gibson County District Attorney Frederick Agee calling it one of the most disturbing violent acts committed by either an adult or juvenile that my office has prosecuted. The IDF launching retaliatory airstrikes against Houthi military targets in Yemen. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying the strikes were a direct response to Friday's attack on Israel. Tensions rising as Secretary of State Antony Blinken says ceasefire negotiations between Israel and Hamas are in the red zone. Record heat in the West. Conditions fueling more wildfires like the Fork Fire in Angeles National Forest, California. Evacuation orders have been issued. Dave Packer, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Hundreds of people on death row have now been exonerated over the last 50 years, and many more have been executed, even though they're innocent. Here's Will Waukee.
It's being called a historic milestone. 200 people have been exonerated after being sentenced to death since 1973. The exonerees were wrongfully convicted because of misconduct from government officials or other factors, and then set free after being behind bars, sometimes for decades. Robin Marr with the Death Penalty Information Center says cases like this have been devastating, not just for individual families, but for the nation.
Communities really lose confidence
and the integrity of the legal system and its ability to respond appropriately and keep them safe.
Half of the public now believes the U.S. unfairly applies the death penalty, according to the latest polling. But a majority of Americans still favor death sentences for those convicted of murder. Nationwide, Maher says far more than 200 people have likely been wrongfully convicted and sentenced to death, in part because of challenges with the legal appeal process.
Once someone is convicted and sent to prison, that burden then shifts to them to prove that they're innocent. And that's very difficult to do without a good lawyer. And it's also very difficult to do because of the operation of the law.
The Death Penalty Information Center says two-thirds of those exonerated have been people of color. President Joe Biden campaigned on abolishing the federal death penalty, but his administration has taken few steps to do so. I'm Will Waukee, West Virginia News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Brewers get the win before the break. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers avoiding a sweep at the hands of the Washington Nationals with a 9-3 win today at American Family Field. Willy Adames with a big day. Reached base five times, four hits, including this home run in the eighth on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
That one's deep. Way back left center field. See a Willy Adames, a four RBI game, home run number 15.
The Brewers playing less than 500 baseball the last 2 weeks heading into the All-Star break. Manager Pat Murphy.
You need them all. You know, like you start thinking like that, like desperation or something like that. That's not good thinking. You can say the guys are tired and they know the break's coming. So you've been in baseball as long as I have. Whenever there's a definite break coming, you can see sometimes lapses.
Now the team has the week off while Christian Yelich and catcher William Contreras head to Arlington, Texas for the All-Star game Tuesday night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
There are a lot of so-called fast food deals out there. But do any of them have the Wendy's Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, crispy fries, everyone's favorite nugs, and a drink for just $5 like Wendy's Biggie Bag? Nope. And that's why no other deals can be called the Wendy's Biggie Bag. That and a little thing called plagiarism. When the deal is as fresh as the meal, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. A few showers around the area today. Otherwise, light east winds, highs near 80. For tonight, mostly clear skies. Our winds will remain on the light side as our lows drop to the lower 50s. Showers Monday. Currently 59 degrees.
This week on Viewpoints.
These are generally people who have worked low-wage, physically demanding jobs their whole life. And then sometime after the age of 50, something happens and everything falls apart.
A growing number of older adults are falling through the cracks. Then,
camouflage is always a kind of partnership.
We learn about how artists help to disguise soldiers. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? You've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of STP full synthetic oil with an STP extended life oil filter for just $29.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Certainly, we all want to see suicide prevention, and I'm certain that it does work to a degree. It's when I hear that all suicides are preventable that it makes me bristle, because they are not.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
The high price of housing has become a hot-button issue in this year's presidential election. Since 2019, home prices across the U.S. have risen by 54% on average. This is according to home value and mortgage data published by the service company Intercontinental Exchange. On top of that, property taxes and rental prices have both continued to climb, leaving many Americans struggling to make ends meet. Over the last year, the rises in home prices have begun to slow down, but both the rental and home ownership market remain inflated, leaving little supply for affordable housing. This has left millions of adults with not a lot of options, and for some, it's even led to homelessness.
Apartments are running at about 30% higher rents than they were just 2 years ago. And in some markets, it's even going up faster than that. And this is following what has been a long and sustained increase in housing prices relative to inflation overall. So people who have low incomes, where they would ordinarily spend most, if not all, of their income on rent, basically get submerged when the rents exceed even their ability to contribute most of their income toward that housing.
That's Dennis Culhane, a professor of social policy at the University of Pennsylvania and an expert on homelessness and housing policy. Culhane says that this group in the rental market would ordinarily try to buy, but that's nearly impossible right now with the combination of high mortgage rates and inflated home prices.
So we got sort of this locked up situation in the housing market that's crowding up the rental market as well. So that's putting pressure that goes all the way down to the lowest parts of that rental market. And similarly, we have sort of the income inequality in some of the larger cities, especially on the West Coast, where the tech sector salaries have created a large group of renters who can pay $3,000 and $4,000 a month rents without any trouble. And so that's driving the behavior of the market, trying to serve that population and the people that are close to that kind of income level. And so there's just been a deterioration in the supply of housing that is affordable to the lowest income people, especially people who rely on a limited fixed income.
With a larger percent of each paycheck going toward housing, this leaves less money in the bank for other necessities and emergencies. As an added pressure, the prices of food, home goods, and other basics have all risen compared to pre-pandemic levels. In April of this year, the research and analytics company Gallup polled a random sample of 1,000 adults on the state of personal finances. One survey question asked, "What's the number one financial problem you're currently facing?" 41% of respondents said inflation and a high cost of living. The cost of owning or renting a home took second place. For some lower-income Americans on tight budgets, these high prices are making it almost impossible to survive. And if you zoom in on older Americans over the age of 50, many of whom are on a fixed income from retirement plans or Social Security, these financial struggles can quickly snowball out of control. As of last year, one in four people experiencing unsheltered homelessness was over the age of 55. That's nearly 140,000 Americans, according to the National Alliance to End Homelessness. If you zoom in on the state of California, this percentage is notably higher when looking at the state's homeless population.
In our California statewide study of people experiencing homelessness, almost half, or 48%, of all homeless single adults were age 50 and older.
That's Dr. Margot Kuschel, a professor of medicine at the University of California, San Francisco. She's also the division chief at the UCSF Center for Vulnerable Populations and is the director